Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
I'll start with a taco, soft like a cloud.
I want mine crunchy, I like to eat loud.
I'll choose a chalupa,
I'll grab a gordita,
and two taco salads for our senoritas.
And a burrito supreme,
with extra sour cream.
It's a cylindrically shaped seasoned beef dream.
A taquito,
and Doritos,
some cinnamon twists,
a chicken border bowl.
Are you getting all this?
All right, so
tackle. And you know that nothing beats a
Mexican pizza.
We'll take two of those.
But please hold the diced tomatoes. And I admit I've always felt
I'm in love with a Mexi-Man.
Take mine with a little extra love and think of me.
As the cheese drops from your Taco Bell glove.
Hello, I'm Sue Ann McGregor.
And I'm David Barnes. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. We're pleased to be continuing our series called Five Dimensions of Well-Being. This week's episode, we have another alignment film to discuss around the food dimension of well-being. Let's just recap the five dimensions of well-being that we're focusing on. First, health, food, environment, work life, and stewardship. We began our season three with the health dimension of well-being. To help you reboot your health, we presented Joe Cross's two documentaries, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead in week one, and the sequel, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead 2, the following week. Joe's an easy guy to like, and his story is inspiring millions to improve their health.
And of course, he's an Aussie, so good on you, mate.
Last week, we shifted to the food dimension with Food is the Linchpin of Community, featuring the ever-popular Food, Inc. documentary. This movie sure is an eye-opener, and it's a good reminder of how we're all connected by food. So don't forget to vote with your food. Now, if you missed any of these shows, you'll find them available on our program page right here at fmgradio.com. Remember, you can stream these on your computer or smartphone, and each episode is available for download as an MP3 file. We call this week's episode, Is Food Driving Your Life? And our alignment film is Supersize Me. I hadn't seen this film before this week. Have you, Sue Ann?
I'd heard about it, but I'd never really taken the time to watch it. But it definitely surprised me with the findings that they documented in it. I knew fast food wasn't great for you, but I had no idea it could have that impact.
It surprised me too. So let me tell you a little bit about the film. Supersize Me is a 2004 American documentary film directed by and starring Morgan Spurlock. The film begins with some staggering statistics about the obesity problems in the U.S., the world's most obese nation. According to Spurlock, over 60% of us are overweight, some 100 million people. And that was back in 2004.
Exactly, and I'm sure it's probably increased, unfortunately.
He says obesity is now second only to cigarette smoking as a major cause of preventable death in America. I mean, that's almost hard to believe.
It is, isn't it?
Apparently, the pattern is not limited just to the U.S., and it is now spread across the globe.
Yeah, we have a similar problem in Australia, actually. Ours is not so much food as it is beer.
Oh, really?
Well, there's this funny thing called, in the US, you tend to have a church on every corner. Well, that's not the same in Australia. We have a pub on every corner.
Nice. Okay, well. Mr. Spurlock wonders what would happen to his health if he just ate McDonald's exclusively at all meals for 30 days. And in the film, he talks about what really got his idea on wanting to do this was there was a court ruling that was, you know, it was a lawsuit against McDonald's and the effects it was having on two young girls' health. So he was curious to see what would happen to him if he just ate nothing but McDonald's. So Spurlock embarks on a 30-day period during which he only ate McDonald's food. And I forget all the rules, but one of them was anytime somebody says, hey, would you like to supersize it? He has to eat.
Exactly.
The Supersize It. So Supersize Me documents his experience with only eating fast food and the drastic effect on Spurlock's physical and psychological well-being. He was 33 when he made this film and was in terrific shape, and they go through all that in the beginning. I mean, every kind of way you measure it, he was the epitome of health.
Exactly.
After 30 days, not so much. Even his doctors were surprised at how fast his health deteriorated. I really liked how the one doctor says, yeah, your triglycerides will go up a little bit.
Yeah.
But towards the end, you'd think he was, they were worried about him making it.
Yeah, they truly were. Not to mention that you know, that he put on 25 pounds in 30 days.
Yeah, and then just even seeing the concern on their face, they kept trying to say, stop before the irreversible damage.
So while this film clearly looks at the downside to eating fast food, we didn't see this message as the prominent focus of the alignment session. Sure, we all know what fast food is and what it isn't as it pertains to our health. We're more interested in seeing how Spurlock became an example of how all of us, at times, let the food drive our behavior and our choices. When it comes to food, it's as if we have no choice. We are helpless to the food and the companies that prepare it. In some respects, the film shows a pattern of how we even feel victimized by food and by the people who make it for us.
I found it interesting how, yes, he made this commitment but to stay on it for 30 days, but he kind of personified for us what we end up doing without the commitment. He just can't stop. No matter what happens, he says, he won't stop.
No, because he set a goal. And no matter what, he's going to achieve that goal, even if it takes him out in the process. So as you watch Supersize Me, watch for the following five key points in this alignment session. First, changing your diet isn't hopeless. If you've had a problem keeping weight off for most of your life, you can sometimes slip into the belief that it's just too hard to change your diet. I truly understand this because you could say I've had a love-hate relationship with my body and my weight. So there have been times when it's felt hopeless, but I've learnt new ways to respond to it.
And you'll get some help when you watch this alignment film.
Definitely.
Some of these are our own personal experiences we included in this.
Throughout the film, Morgan interviews people about fast food, and there are consistent comments about the difficulties of eating healthy food. Everything from time to cost to convenience and tastes are described as obstacles that make trying something different hopeless. Because so many of us struggle with our weight and eating habits, this belief that it's too difficult to change seems like conventional norm. So we just don't try. So if you've considered making a life change in what you eat, we suggest you start by watching our first two episodes in Season 3, Joe Cross's Fat, Sick and Nearly Dead 1 and 2. Both of these alignment movies will help you shift the patterns around food and your health that make a diet change seem hopeless, and you helpless in the process.
Yes.
And if you're inspired to do a juice fast, it'll help you prepare your body for the new way of eating that's more optimal to you and your weight.
This takes us to our next key point in this alignment movie. Small changes make big results. Morgan Spurlock is a perfect example of what happens when you make a drastic change in your eating habits. For him, his body doesn't have time to adjust, and it just starts to go into a down spiral. This can happen when you're working on changing your eating habits to be more healthy, too. Going cold turkey can just derail you and keep you from making the shift. So we recommend start small and take your time. Remember, no one gets fat overnight. It's a gradual process. So is losing weight, too. Notice how long it takes Mr. Spurlock to lose all the weight he gained. It takes him time.
Takes him months.
Yeah, what was it, 9 months or something like that?
No, I think it was more like 4 months to lose 20 and then another 9 months to lose that final five.
So
it's incredible.
Yeah, take the time to allow the change to happen. Now, if you're currently eating fast food, for example, let's say 3 times a week, change it to once a week. then once every other week, and go gradual, but don't just go cold turkey on it, because it's just, you're not going to be able to.
What happens when you go cold turkey is you make it more about an act of will. So you will do this, and you want to avoid that, because when it's an act of will, you mean you're making it more about a mental process, and somehow or other you'll stay on it, and that usually doesn't work over the long term.
Yeah, but it definitely feeds into our desire to be like Rocky, and now we're going to, you know, go out there and have this inspirational moment and make this dramatic change all at once.
Well, it's not unlike Spurlock in this movie.
Yeah.
That's why he kept going.
The reality is most of us can't, you know, most of us can't pull this off. It's just too hard, especially if you think about the stress and the things that are going on in our cultural lifestyles now. It's just one more thing to lay on a list of many, many things going on in our lives. So small changes over time, they will produce profound results. Also, as you give yourself time, it gives your body the ability to let go of its cravings and addictions to salt, fat, and sugar. Also, while you're slowly changing your diet away from highly processed foods, it'll allow you to begin noticing the next key point, which is pay attention to what your body wants to eat. As Spurlock begins his 30-day journey of exclusive fast food, his body starts to react in ways he hasn't experienced in the past. He gets headaches, he becomes lethargic, his stomach hurts, and at one point, he simply can't hold down the food.
Ugh. Yeah, it's not a good image.
No, you can cover your eyes when you see that point. Because Spurlock's change to fast food was so intense and drastic, he was able to recognize how his body was responding. For most of us, our food habits occur over time. As a result, we tend to become unaware, or we forget how our body reacts to the non-beneficial food we're eating.
Or we don't connect the dots.
Yeah, we just...
is really what happens. We just think we've had a stressful day, or we're, you know, got a headache, or that sort of thing.
Yeah, we don't connect it to the food we eat. But you've heard us say this in past shows. We don't believe there's one right diet for everyone. Some people are meat eaters, and others feel better as vegans. In fact, there's many examples. His wife in the film is a vegan, and I was reading about her, and she does food stuff, and she has her own website. Well, at some point, she had to come out and tell people she couldn't be a vegan anymore because she was craving meat so much. That's the point we're making. Be a vegan for a while if you're drawn to it, but then if you feel like your body wants something else, allow it to adjust and go to it.
Remember, our bodies change as we age. When you're paying attention to what your body needs, your diet will most likely change as you get older. I've definitely experienced this.
Me too.
My body prefers lighter foods, such as smoothies, vegetable drinks, and for me, Asian food.
Yeah.
It feels so much lighter in my system.
Plus, don't you notice it seasonally change also?
It does seasonally change. Like in winter, I want soups. I crave the warmth. Or even something like mashed potatoes and peas.
But not when it's 105.
No, when it's 105, that's not what I want. It's fascinating when you start to follow this and see what happens. So this takes us to our next key point, which is let go of your childhood food conditioning.
Oh, this is a big one.
Most of us grew up in homes where we were nurtured with food, or food was used as a motivator. It's also common to use food as a reward for good behavior, for hard work. It isn't just our childhood where food is used as a reward. Food is commonly provided as a type of reward or accolades at work. And the other thing it's used as in a work setting is very much as a incentive.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, most of the time it's fast food.
Unfortunately, yeah. At my husband's office, lunch is provided routinely as the standard way for sales reps to connect with the doctors. Some of the food's high quality, but some isn't. In both examples, the amount of food provided is usually much more than's needed.
You should see there's like, I don't know, there couldn't be 10 people in that office, and I'll come by sometimes, and there's like 40 sandwiches in there. I don't know what they do with all the food, but it's a ton. And, you know, this brings up memories of my time at Ford, and a lot of times we would do pizza. And so the pizza would come in, and it was just almost like we're never going to see pizza again. So we had to just keep eating it. It was almost like there's going to be this scarcity. I just, you know, I
Well, it's funny how different ones of us react differently. Well, because a lot of the food I can't eat because I'm celiac.
Right.
You know, I can't have anything with gluten in it. But I've got this other belief system running that the food needs to be used.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to waste it.
So yep. I'm often the one packing it up and sending it home with people in the office. You know, it's like, hey, this needs to go out. This needs to get used. So I have to laugh at myself. I can't eat it, but I'm still wanting people to use it up.
Yeah, that's funny.
So all of these conditionings can unconsciously become drivers for what we eat, how much we eat, and the frequency of when we eat. So in this alignment film, we specifically addressed the emotional patterns associated to our childhood food conditioning, such as having to eat all the food on your plate or in your bag.
That was a big one when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Fear of being thoughtless for wasting any food, so you eat all of it. You know, remember those comments about the starving children?
Yeah,
those ones. A belief that fast food is your go-to comfort food. More food is good, less means you're being deprived or missed out on a bargain.
Oh, God forbid you miss out on a bargain.
Oh, exactly. And there's not enough time to cook a healthy meal at home.
This takes us to our final key point of this alignment film. Discover moderation and balance. Spurlock begins his documentary saying how in the U.S. we like to supersize everything, not just our food. I mean, he talks about the houses and the cars and everything else. And here in Texas, we could go on and on about we're the capital of supersize down here. When you're discovering a diet that supports optimal health and weight, it's all about moderation and balance. When you begin to modify the frequency of fast food or other high-fat ways of eating, you can then work on changing the amount you're eating. So instead of having the full meal, we'd suggest just cut it back to one item or do what we both do with our spouses, share meals.
Yeah, it's you eat less and it's cost effective.
Yeah. It's not just the fast food that serves large portions in restaurants. It's a common practice in most restaurants. So next time, try cutting back on the sides or appetizers and limit your overall intake that way. You know, your stomach is normally the size of your fist, and it stretches to accommodate the amount of food you consume. So our suggestion is that whenever you're eating, use the size of your fist as a guideline to the optimal amount you want to eat. Of course, when it comes to veggies, you can eat more than the size of your fist due to their low-calorie, high-fiber content.
Actually, you want more than your fist when you start talking about the veggies. But if you're anything like me, as much I do enjoy vegetables, but it's hard for me to get a lot of them in. So that's why I actually like the juicing. It's an easy way for me. I can drink it easier than I can chew it.
Well, while you're talking about drinking, we have to talk about sugary drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just need to watch how much you're consuming on that. And that's so obvious to us. While this film focuses primarily on soda as the culprit for weight gain, be mindful of the iced coffee and tea drinks, too. You know, a grande caramel frappuccino, according to Starbucks' website, has 410 calories with 140 from fat. And over, are you ready for this? 64 grams of sugar. You know, so when I looked that up, you know, it's twice the amount of sugar found in a 12-ounce can of Coke. Mm-hmm. You know, Coke's like, we're healthy.
It's fascinating to me because it's not just about weight gain. It's also about how your food feels. And so it's not just about thinking, oh, I need lower calories. No, we're not just talking about that. We're also talking about how do you feel when you've consumed the food.
Right. And remember, if you have a grande caramel frappuccino every now and then, it's not a big deal. We're not saying avoid that. But every single day is probably going to catch up to you.
Exactly.
At some point, it will catch up.
So we're simply saying use moderation and balance to help support your health and any weight issues. So remember, it's all about the frequency and portion sizes. So just limit the frequency and cut down on the portion size. Yeah, I know I'm saying just, but take this in baby steps. Try one area, focus there, and move on to something else. Once you've got that established as a habit, then you can choose something else. So this takes us to our top 10 key energetic benefits from watching the Super Size Me alignment film. And those are the ability to begin taking full responsibility for the food you choose to eat, letting go of the judgments you have about what you eat and what others eat, a releasing of any judgments you have about obese people and those who don't have weight problems, a releasing of the belief that your life is too stressful to be changing to a new diet, a willingness to walk more every day, a willingness to cook more wholesome meals at home, the ability to leave food on your plate, the awareness to recognize what your body needs in terms of food and what it doesn't need, a releasing of your addictions to fat, salt, and sugar, and a willingness to consider eating more nutrient-dense foods and less processed foods.
So this takes us to the show. If you're new and you've just tuned in for the first time, we want to explain how you can energetically benefit from some of these areas that Sue-Ann talked about and what we've featured in this review of the movie in our alignment film. And so the steps to energetically benefit from this, and remember, Sue-Ann and I did the belief statements and made the shift on ourselves. It's like we created software, if you will. And this is available for you to download when you do our what we call our intention session. So our intention session's right here on our program page at fmgradio.com. It's also on our company website, peaceofmindovertures.com, and our two book sites, tamingyourdragons.com and itsjustcommerce.com. So by doing this intention session, think of it as downloading an app on your smartphone. You know, you download the app so it runs the software, and you only do it once. So you only need to do this one time, and then any of the movies we talk about that we've done an alignment session on, you will benefit from. So if you've already seen Super Size Me, you need to still do the intention session first, and then go back and watch it again. And for us, we found it at our local library. Mm-hmm. It seemed to be the easiest place, so we suggest you check it out there.
And you'll find it easier if you watch it with somebody else. Watch it with a friend or your partner, and then actually use it as a talking point.
Yeah. All of this change work is easier together with others. Now, if you've enjoyed the show and would like more movies to assist you with your emotional experience, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions. When you use the code FMGRADIO in all caps, you'll save 25% off our book, Taming Your Dragons, or our second book, It's Just Commerce, Returning Balance to Business. Both of these books are available at our bookstore, pomomarket.com. You can get links to them by just going to tamingyourdragons.com or itsjustcommerce.com. Now remember, that's FMG Radio in all caps, and you use that code when you're checking out, and you'll save a one-time 25% off. Now when you buy two or more books of any, you know, group, two of the Taming Your Dragons or both of our books, we'll take care of the shipping, and that one will be on us. So let's take a short break, and when we return, Sue-Ann will take us through this week's alignment process session. Don't go away.
Are you ready to unleash the power of your emotions and make a shift towards peace? Discover the secret language of your emotions and understand the powerful, life-changing messages they have for you. Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions is a new and innovative book to working with your emotions. According to authors Sue-Ann McGregor and David Barnes, all emotions are valuable and are a sophisticated guidance system designed to create a joyful life. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you were at peace with your emotions? Your most perfect guidance system is waiting to show you how to reduce stress in your life and lead you to a path of joy. The life you've always dreamed of is waiting for you, and Taming Your Dragons can help you come into alignment with it. This book guides you through 70 alignment movie sessions. Each movie tangibly changes your particular emotional patterns through the alignment process, bringing your mind into alignment with the power of your heart. Are you ready to become a master of your emotions and experience? Get your copy today at tamingyourdragons.com in digital and paperback. TamingYourDragons.com. Get yours today.
Welcome back. So what's on your mind this week, Sue-Ann?
What's been on my mind is I've kept asking myself a question. Are you addicted? Well, addiction's a really interesting topic. Most of us feel that addiction applies to medication, drugs, or smoking only. Well, I found that addiction can actually apply to anything in your life. This includes a way of thinking, a way of behaving, or even a way of feeling. For me, addiction means you have little to no control over your actions because you're driven by the need to find some relief through the behavior, the substance, the feeling, or the thoughts that you're addicted to, even if it's short-term relief. It means the behavior or the substance, the feeling or thought has control over me rather than me having control over it. An addiction is actually different to a habit. When a habit is operating, it's more about being unconscious in your choices, not about needing relief. Habits are easier to address because they don't have such a physiological and emotional component to them. These addictions are especially relevant when we speak about food. I used to be addicted to sweet stuff and have found that over time, I found ways to introduce more vegetables into my diet. And for me, that's been putting in a daily green drink. It's actually meant that my addictions to sweets has significantly changed. I now have much more ability to choose if I want the candy or the pastry, or in Australian vernacular, the lollies.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you bring it up because a lot of times until you're aware you might have addictions to food, you're just unconscious to it. You don't know. And so now mm-hmm. when you start to be willing to say, oh gosh, maybe I'm...
Well, it could be as simple, in my case, I'd feel tired. So you reach for that,
right.
The sugar, because it gives you that quick spurt. But it's actually an addiction, not so much a habit, because it has a physiological effect in the system and emotionally lifts you.
And if you become aware of it, don't let it get you down. I mean,
it's not about judgment or getting down on yourself. It's about saying, okay, what small change am I willing to try? So take a look in your life and see what has control over you and choose one area to make a change. But the key here is start slow. And allow yourself to build momentum so the change actually builds on itself. If you can have small wins, it's amazing how that feels in the body. You start to feel like, oh, I can do this. And that's what I mean by it builds on itself. So what we're going to do now is align with some intentions that can actually make this addressing addictions easier. That's my intention for you, is to make this easier for you to make these changes. So when we align with some intentions, what we're doing is getting it so those intentions resonate in our system. In other words, we can feel them. They've got energy in our bodies. It's very much the same as when you switch a dial to the radio station. You need to be on the same frequency. You need to be resonating with that frequency so you can hear the station. Well, the same thing applies to us. We need to be resonating with these statements so that we can actually hear them expressed in our life. So let's say these intentions together. I am willing to face my addictions. I recognize my addictions in behavior, feeling, thought, and substance. I gently release my addictions one day at a time. I start slow and allow the momentum of change to build. I find positive ways to give myself the relief I'm craving. Releasing my addictions brings me peace of mind. So what we're going to do right now is an activity which also you'll usually hear me call a modality that allows us to make that switch. It's not unlike you've got to physically turn the dial. Well, we're going to turn the dial internally so mm-hmm. that we're aligned with these intentions. So the modality we're going to do today is one related to the heart. We're going to exhale breath from the heart. So in other words, we're freeing up the heart to align with something new. So what you're going to do is take a deep breath, and on the exhale breath, you're going to make the sound ha. So let's do it together. Inhale. Inhale. And one more for good measure. So I wish you a week of just taking a look in your life, noticing what's got control over you, and just seeing what you're willing to tweak.
Well, thank you, Sue Ann. Well, that wraps up our show this week. We hope you go out and watch Super Size Me. It's really worth the time.
Mm-hmm. It is worth it.
And you know, try to be mindful this week if food's really driving your life and your life decisions on a daily basis. So we wish you all the best with making the changes. Remember, a little at a time. And we hope you tune in next week as we pick up on our Five Dimensions of Well-Being series. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.